Live from the quarantine studios here at Podcast Detroit, this is the IT and the D Show. We made it all the way to episode 339. Guests this week include Jason and Taylor. They are from C3. We're going to be talking about worker mobility and remote office technology solutions.
And the best part is we didn't even plan it.
It wasn't planned like this, no. Like, that's one of – C3, that's one of their core focuses, and I thought what a great time to talk about it. So we're going to – you hear that sound? Those are the VPN engines humming across the U.S. of A.
Yeah, as long as they're not running through the West Coast Azure platform.
Right. I love how they call it a brownout. We'll be talking about that and a lot more. Davey may fire when ready.
We're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Following program is intended for mature audiences.
I'm Wyatt, that's Gary, you're Bob, and you're Dave. This is the IT and the D Show.
This is Max Headroom. And what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever.
This is Billy D. Williams. Bob and Dave and I are enjoying a Colt 45 right now. And remember, IT in the D, it works every time.
Where do you guys think you are?
The Library of Congress?
Detroit?
Beyond the Sun?
Any of those, right?
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Then don't come! Shut up!
Hey guys, it's Timehawk, Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon. You're listening to the IT and D Show.
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. And Bob and Dave touch my hoo-hoos.
This is Guilfoyle from Silicon Valley, and the only two guys I hate more than Dinesh are Bob and Dave. Suck it, guys.
What's up, everybody? This is Billy Zapka, Sweep the Leg, listening to IT and the D Show. No mercy.
I may have to wipe the beat off.
Hi, this is David Kay, the voice of Professor Xavier. Storm. Storm. Come here, Storm. Sit up my lap, Storm.
You're listening to IT and the D.
Are we at a break yet?
Hey, everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man. You're listening to IT and the D. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here. And remember, everybody's got a price for the $1 million man.
This is the ladies man.
Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to IT and the D. All you nerds out there.
Nerds! Nerds!
Nerds.
Nerds!
What is a nerd?
Hi, this is Ogre. You listen to a bunch of nerds on the IT and the D? Nerds.
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Hey, Detroit, this is Anthony Michael Hall. You're listening to my buddies Bob and Dave on IT in the D.
Hi, it's Count Chocula, and you're listening to IT in the D. Whatever the hell that is.
Hey, what up? This is Jay Muse, and you're listening to the IT and D Show. Snoops to the Nooge. Listen, Muse, Snoogans.
This is Scott Steiner, Big Pump Pump. The IT and the D Show is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
This is Robert Hayes, the Ted Stryker to my mother. When I'm not hanging out at the Magumbo Bar, I'm listening to the IT and the D Show.
It's worse than Detroit.
Is there such thing as a meat hangover?
I love my Monday meat stick.
Hi, this is Jeremy London from Mallrats, and I'm just wondering, how did I go from Hot Floridian Sex with Brandy spinning to the IT and D Show?
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. Tough guy. Ho!
Dig, you IT geeks. This is Dre DiMatteo from Sons of Anarchy. You are listening to IT and the D.
Skeptical Dave is skeptical.
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Man. I'm a techie. I'm a nerd, fellow podcaster. My favorite podcast is IT and the D.
Hi, this is Kelly LeBrock from Weird Science.
So,
Bob and Dave, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do.
Ludicrous speed! Sir, had you better buckle up? Buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go!
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hopefully you're somewhere safe in your homes, barricaded in bubble wrap.
Where the hell else can you be right now?
Good point.
Here.
You are listening to the one and only IT and the D Show. We are broadcasting live here in Studio One in Podcast Detroit in person in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. This is Bob the Sales Guy. That is Dave the Geek. Randy, I do the Twitters, is doing the Twitters. Find us online, itinthed.com. And that was a smoker's cough, not a coronavirus cough. Find us online, itinthed.com. And give us a like on the socials and subscribe to us everywhere. Find podcasts are sold.
Yeah, and that's the only place you're going to be able to find us, because ain't no meetups happening anytime soon, folks. Thanks to the situation as it is, I blame the virus, blame Governor Whitmer, blame whoever you want to blame. All bars and restaurants are shut down for anything but takeout and carry out.
For at least 2 weeks.
Until at least three, April 5th.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, yeah, no, we're not doing our meetup, this week at the Cozy Lounge. It has been canceled. We are sorry. It is not our fault. We are victims. This is literally the first time in 13 years, that we will not have an event, in Metro Detroit for the month.
Or Ann Arbor, for that matter.
Well, they had the one a couple weeks ago. So, like, they had the one.
Yeah.
And then, theoretically, if it ends when it's supposed to, they'll still have their next one.
Oh.
So.
So, and then it got kicked around today on LinkedIn. About us having a virtual event. And while I go, ooh, good idea, Google Hangouts. And I talked to some guys at work, and they're like, that's not a bad idea. Then I thought of logistics.
It's a horrible idea.
Of having 50 people in a Google Hangout going, hi, my name's Bill, and I work for this company, and we sell stuff, and we're awesome. Hi, Bill. It's like a, you know, like an AA meeting, but it's
hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Yeah. So we're not going to do a virtual meetup. But here's the thing. If you, you know, we got 8,000 members on our LinkedIn site, and we got like 2,800 on our meetup site.
Well, then we've got our website. If you need to post your resume, post your resume. Post a job, post a job.
No, yeah, post an intro. If you guys want to have private Google Hangouts or like, hey, you know, fill up a day of meeting new people, we're going to leave that up to you. It's kind of like how we've done our networking events, right? We'll provide the venue, and we'll leave it up to you to do what you wish.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I have always avoided adding a message board component onto our site just because I don't want to monitor it, and I don't want to deal with it.
We do deal with enough deleting things on LinkedIn with people posting webinars and sales stuff.
But yeah, so we are in the throes of my corona.
But hey, speaking of networking events, by the way, we have been using VistaPrint since pretty much we've started. I think 07 or whenever we could buy cards.
The first couple rounds of cards, absolutely.
Right. We you know, it was always it was the easy button for us building business cards. It was basically pick your colors, fonts, designs. They had pre-done designs. We did our own. We could put our logo on the back. We just decided to do two logo ones where I put IT and the D and Podcast Detroit. Mm-hmm. We used to have two cards. But VistaPrint has been kind of running this, and we always told people that were coming to our events, hey, just put your name and your title and your email and your phone number. You know, it's cheap
and
easy.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, like I said, you can use their designs. You can do your own design. You pick the paper stock, the style, quantity that's right for you. You can even upgrade. You can do stuff like rounded corners. You can be unique. And then now you can get your cards for free with economy shipping. They actually use carefully selected inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks too, and it's 100% guaranteed. If you get it and it's not good, you get your money back, or they'll make it right. Do us a favor. They want you to be able to own the now in any situation, which is why our listeners, IT and the D listeners, will get free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity. Just go to VistaPrint.com and enter promo code IT in the D for free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity. This is for a limited time, so own the now at VistaPrint.com, promo code IT in the D. Randy, sweet. Randy, I still owe you cards. I saw the ones that Dave made, but he, like,
they're the wrong ones.
You didn't put his number. Yeah.
No. John just took the ball and ran with it and didn't ask if it was supposed to be PD or IT and the D, and he did it wrong.
It's all good. We'll make it right.
They're still cute. I freaking love them.
That's right.
Because at least Randy's title is putting the gay in engagement. That's all I wanted.
I wouldn't refute it as cute. I was like, oh shit, is Randy saw that? Then Randy laughed. I go, okay, fine. It's good. Like, oh my God.
He laughed when I said I was going to have them done. That's right. Why I had them done.
Fair. I was going to say, I hope you talked to him about this.
We are in the throes of whether it's, you know, you want to call it COVID-19, you want to call it coronavirus, you want to whatever the hell you want to call it. We are neck freaking deep in it right now.
You know, here's the thing. And everyone's been talking about this, like beating it to death. If you listen to talk radio on the way to work right now, you know, I want to talk about this in a minute from a technology standpoint, but half our company's working from home. But you know, it's
as it turns out, that meeting really could have just been an email.
Right. But I always right now I'm at the point where I'm like, I would hate to see what happened if the Japanese like bomb Pearl Harbor again. Like the stores are destroyed. And when I mean destroyed, yeah. I mean it's worse than like Black Friday and they're giving away dollar TVs. Like it's everything is gone. People are buying year supply of toilet paper because I didn't know this virus gives you the shits.
No, it's because one person coughs and then 30 people shit themselves.
So yeah. Right, right. But like and then I'm like sitting at home now. I'm like questioning our stock. Like, do I have enough poop paper? Like, are we going to be okay? You know, do we have ramen noodles? Like, you know, my kids are home now. So it's like, are they going to be able to eat?
And it sucks because everybody else doomsday prepping kind of forces you to because you can't rely on there being toilet paper when you need it. So you got to go stock up yourself.
And no, just I'm not going to. I refuse. I'm not going to be that guy. Like, I'm not – because all you're doing is you're screwing, A, other people, and, B, the stores. Because now you are throwing their inventory control systems wildly out of whack.
Yeah.
And so when this stuff does start to settle down, I mean, you're going to see some great deals on toilet paper and hand sanitizer, probably meat, you know, when this stuff settles down because they're going to be so overstocked they won't know what the hell to do with
because
it.
Because now they're – well, that's the thing I don't understand. Like I understand if you have a – over like how sales and inventory and all that stuff matters. Now you're getting all this like for the next 4 months.
You're getting outliers.
This isn't the sales right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like – oh, my God. We got to talk about this too. Jesus Christ. Michaels, I don't care what you're doing to combat the coronavirus. Chuck E. Cheese. I don't care what you're doing to
I say that I've gotten 100 of those emails.
Oh, I've gotten way more than that.
That's vastly underestimating the number that I've gotten.
And they're dumb ones. Like I don't care.
Harbor Freight. I don't care. I don't care.
Like shit I bought from you 10 to – like how does Michaels even have my email address?
I use yours when I buy stuff.
Oh, you know why? Frames. That's right. God bless it. But just dumb stuff. Like I don't care. Like I assume you're wiping shit down now.
The restaurants saying what they're doing now is like you weren't sanitizing tables beforehand?
Well,
like,
I'm just – honestly, yeah. I'm convinced it's – dude, it's an ad campaign. It's companies that you probably haven't done business with in a long time. And they're using these emails as a reminder, hey, we're here. Hey, we're here. Hey, we're here.
Did you know what LinkedIn turned into? Oh, I sell remote worker software. I sell VPN licenses. Guess what? If you act now, you get 90 days free from me. Just the PO is going to come at day 91 and I'm going to bend you over backwards dry. Like it turned into – I swear to God, LinkedIn turned into a freaking – like, that's why I sent you the skeptical, the Futurama.
Yeah.
Like, not sure if actually cares about people wants to blow out their Q1 number.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm sending it to, like, all my business friends, like, all my sales rep friends. They're like, oh, we're totally.
Well, like, seriously, look at how, well, that escalated quickly. Like, how rapidly things escalated here. So, like, we had a call with, so Detroit Shipping Company. We had a call with the owners of the plaza and all the restaurant owners on Friday morning. And the general consensus then was, you know what? We're taking care of things. Yep, we're going to cut our occupancy in half to 250 just to keep an eye on stuff. But by and large, it's do what you want to do. We're going to be good. If you, the restaurant owners or whoever, feel like you have to close, go ahead and do so. But we're staying open.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had – so I went down –
well, it went really quick from half occupancy to nothing.
So Friday night, I'm downtown. There were 9 people at Detroit Shipping Company. I ran a show there. At 8 p.m., there were 9 people there.
That's Friday night,
Friday night. That doesn't happen. I drove by Temple Bar. There was 1 car outside.
Which is the bartender.
I went to Hamtramck. Not bad. I mean, there's like maybe 10, 12 people at Whiskey in the Jar. Saturday night. So Saturday night, I'm sitting at the bar at the apparatus room, which is where I ran into Courtney. Hi, Courtney, because she said she was going to listen tonight. And I'm sitting, and there's literally 4 people in the apparatus room at 5 o'clock on a Saturday.
Good God.
Doesn't happen. And I'm like, so, Court, like, how is this affecting things? Like, how are things? She's like, dude, she's like, the bar's pretty much dead. Like, it's all, you know, and I heard, you know, I told you I ran into Pipe and Brock on Friday night. And he's, you know, works for a distributor. And he's, oh, yeah, all of downtown Detroit is a ghost town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Hamtramck's doing okay, but all of Detroit is a ghost town.
So, I mean, yeah, the one thing I forgot to say in the intro, and I'm going to say it now, is I don't say hearts go out because, I mean, you don't need my heart, you need my money, but to all everyone in the service industry
well,
right now.
Well, you can't give it to them now.
Not right. Well, the some of them are setting up Venmos, but, like, you know, I feel for you. I hope everything gets worked out quickly, but everyone in the service industry, I don't care what you're doing. I know people that, like, Sherry, she's a photographer, has got everything canceled, substitute teacher as well.
Yep.
School's canceled. There's people right now that are, I don't know. Like I said,
the entire rug of their life got ripped out from underneath them.
Yeah, and I just hope things right themselves.
Yeah, so that's when I wrote that post Saturday was, hey, for the love of God, the service industry is dying right now. Like if you
there's restaurants,
and I prefaced it by saying
there's more restaurants than you think that are going to close.
Oh, absolutely. So they're like, I prefaced it. I said, hey, as long as you're not in one of the high risk groups and you don't like regularly go around people in the high risk groups, get your ass out. Go hit that restaurant that you've always wanted to go to that you have never made it to.
Mm-hmm.
I assure you, you will have the best service you will ever have in your life and the most attentive mm-hmm. wait staff you've ever seen in history if you go. Go hit that neighborhood, local bar that you keep driving by and you've never gone to. Mm-hmm. Just go for a drink or two. Just get out and tip like the staff is somebody you have the world's worst crush on. Because that's what they need to help make up for.
We had a family birthday, and instead of going out to the restaurant, we had everybody come over to the house. And yeah, order takeout. It's from someplace local.
Yeah.
We're not going to go out or anything, but it's all, best I could do.
Well, and by and large, like everybody like agreed with me and was really positive. I had a couple of people that were telling me I was being irresponsible and they were telling people to go out. And I'm like, dude, even if people go out right now. So this was – so Saturday – so like I said, apparatus room. So then I went to – hopped over to Temple Bar. One person. Literally one person in the bar other than the bartender. DSC, there was two people there. The largest – and I hopped to like four or five different places Saturday night. The largest crowd I encountered was at Smalls. Bob, Smalls, Saturday night, Thirst Wave, Industrial Is Not Dead night.
It's packed.
There were 10 people.
Oh, my God.
That's the biggest crowd I encountered, 10 people.
That place is – that's the go-to. It's packed then. Jeez. But I did see something I guess in my career I've never seen. Like I told you, we decided at work last Thursday that we're going to move to Citrix Desktop.
Yep.
Because VMware, Ryzen View, wonky, yep. And not everyone has laptops. So we have a lot of, basically everyone doesn't have – there's only about 1,000 people at the company out of 5,000 have laptops.
Right.
Rest are desktops, work at the office. No work from home, no business continuity plan that, that we ever had. Basically a team of people. I'm going to call them the 300 from the damn movie. King Leonidas and his crew basically stood up a Citrix environment in 4 days.
Wow.
Without sleep. That it hummed today with no errors. I think we had at one peak like 1,700 concurrent users.
Impressive.
Oh, like
most
I've never.
Impressive.
Everyone that was around basically, including the vendors, like this is like a 3 month lift. And you guys dropped this thing in four Sweet. Days. Like I've literally the people I saw people falling asleep walking, like closing their eyes and like having to hold on to something, like seven monsters to mm-hmm. get through the night. Like,
well, so that's
insane.
That's why I said the other thing I posted is like I'm having a lot of flashbacks to Y2K right now, because I do. I mean, I remember all of the stuff leading up to Y2K where, oh, it's not that bad. It's all media hype. It's yada, yada, yada. And then Y2K hit and it wasn't a big deal. And it was like, oh, it was all media hype. It was stupid. No, dude, it wasn't a big deal because a lot
that.
Of people
yeah.
busted their ass to make sure that it wasn't an issue for you, come midnight. And that's – so like I'm hopeful we're making those same joking comments about this nonsense 6 months from now.
Well, here's the two takeaways from this, right? And you could either it was media hype and it was bullshit, or the precautions that we take now made it media hype and bullshit, right?
Yep.
Like you know what I mean? You can't have it both ways. And like I said, so what? We got to stay home and read a book and hang out with our family, like, and not watch sports for a couple of weeks? You know what? It might be good for you. You know what I mean?
I mean, that was kind of the premise of The Shining, and that didn't work out.
Well, that was, you know. No, but it's been meme. It's been glorious meme. They've been it's nonstop memes coming through.
Oh, yeah.
My personal favorite is there's a Twitter handle, and it's like day two without sports. And it's like, found a young lady sitting on my couch yesterday. Apparently she's my wife. She seems nice. Like,
her favorite color is yellow. Who the hell has a favorite color of yellow?
Right. But like, there was like the one, my favorite one, it's some artist on Instagram, but it's the coronavirus toilet paper shortage alternatives, and there's eight of them. And it's everything from visit your local hand car wash and they'd stick in his butt out the window to bare ass water slide, and then the escalator handrail. The guy's got his ass on the but like literally it's not like
modern problems require modern solutions.
Then my one favorite one was Will Smith, and it was the I Am Legend, but it's an I Am Going to Costco. Literally, it's been nonstop.
Although, dude, shout out to all the people. God, like, you know, it's like I said, we don't understand social media. We do not. That we'd never do. We never will. We never have. You know, we post stuff about free jobs. We post, like, you know, stuff that makes us laugh. And it's usually the stuff that makes us laugh that goes, like, super viral and things go crazy. Dude posted that thing about helping out local restaurants while they're struggling now. Last I looked, it was like at 170,000. On the IT and the D page, and up almost 50,000 on the Podcast Detroit page.
Right.
Like, there were just that many people sharing it, like trying to get the word out to help people. And that's really, really effing cool. I mean,
it's phenomenal.
Granted, you know, it's kind of a moot point now, 4 days later, but
I
hopefully it had some effect.
God love my wife. She's the best, but technologically, she's not there yet. One day, no, she's not, never going to be. But she was like, some funny picture she showed, and she goes, and she's like, oh my God, it went viral. I'm like, babe, no, like, you shared it with like three people at work. That's
and you showed it to them on your phone.
That's not what that means, right? Like, but then the one that got me said, I'll admit that I did not have monkey gang war on my coronavirus bingo card.
Dude. Wow, yeah.
Did you see that video?
Yes. Yeah.
That video is insane. If you want, look up. Monkey gang war in Thailand. Basically, the tourists used to feed the monkeys there. I don't know what kind of monkeys they are. They're like the small brown ones. Yeah. They're not. But now they're like basically one of them gets food and the rest of them are going nuts. Yeah. Like it's I've never seen anything like it. Like they're like in the middle of traffic.
So I know we've got our guest calling in soon. One of the things I really want to make sure we get out there is if you guys are not paying attention, Comcast is really stepping up. And doing a lot of good things for people during all this chaos. Number one, if you're already a subscriber, they have nuked all the data caps, I believe, for the next 60 days.
They shouldn't have existed in the first
place.
Turn
on your torrents. Turn on your torrents.
Shut up. Just let it be a good thing. So
turn on your torrents.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll say it three times.
Yeah, so your data caps are gone. They've lowered, they've made Internet Essentials free for at least the next 60 days. So if you're not familiar with InternetEssentials.com, basically if you've got a kid on like free or reduced lunch programs, that kind of stuff, you get free high speed internet into your house. Go do. They've
free Wi-Fi.
As we say, the Xfinity Wi-Fi network, open and available to everyone,
which is everywhere. By the way, if you ever leave your Wi-Fi open and drive around, it hits everywhere.
Yep. So definitely worth taking a look at them. And seriously, I mean, thanks to Michelle for shooting that note over. But yeah, they're doing a lot of really, really, really good things right now.
No, exactly. And then, you know, we had a bunch of, you know, the last things that could ever happen, that we wanted to happen is people are moving to the cloud and VPNs and all that good, happy hoo-ha. Azure, basically, there's called it power problems. The browned out West Central.
They called it a brownout.
They called it the West Central region. Yeah. But yeah, that's when like I said, especially with us, we put all of our VMs into Azure to stand up Citrix. And we're like, why is it down? Why is it down? The cloud's not supposed to go down. Well, the cloud went down. But, you know, it is what it is.
It's a thing. You know, and we talked about this right at the end of the opening segment last week, the whole Corey Feldman thing. So as expected, that did not go well. They blamed it on hackers. But no, the live broadcast over the internet did not happen.
Did he get suicided yet?
No, not yet.
No, but everybody said it was. Well, he called out Bob Saget and Charlie Sheen. Everybody's like, that guy's a lunatic.
Well, and people that he's already talked about before. That's why it was nothing new. Like, yeah. There was no new information there whatsoever. So nobody's really sure.
You're like, Bob Saget, Like, he's not calling, like, he's not, like, you know, it's not like some mad, like, director like Steven Spielberg, Martin Scorsese. You know what I mean? If it was someone like that, like, hey, this guy did this to get me, you know, for me to be in Lost Boys, or, you know what I mean? Then it's a thing. But, like, you just drop Bob Saget, you don't have a story behind it. Whatever. But, hey, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Jason and Taylor from C3. This is the IT and the D Show.
Hey, we'll be right back.
IT in the D. Read, meet, listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hey guys, it's Time Hawk, Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon. You're listening to the IT and D Show.
ITinTheD.com.
Hey, welcome back. Episode 339. This is the one and only IT and the D Show, broadcasting live here in Studio One with our with our Purell hand sanitizer and our wipes. And our disinfectants and our sprays and our face masks. And this is Bob the Sales Guy.
We have none of that.
I know.
Don't lie to people.
I got a bottle of water in front of me. This is Bob the Sales Guy. That's Dave the Geek. Randy at Do the Twitters is doing the Twitters. Find us online, itandthed.com, because we are IT and the D.
And you still aren't. Hey, before we dive in, with the Capital One Quicksilver card, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's unlimited 1.5% cash back on everything you buy. And unlimited really means unlimited. With Quicksilver, there's no limit to how much cash back you can earn. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Credit approval required. Capital One Bank, USA, NA.
We were just talking about all the memes we've been getting back and forth before we jump in with Jason and Taylor. Ray just posted, the kid I hired to clean up the poop in my yard just realized I don't have a dog. Hashtag out of TP.
That's outstanding.
Right. on a serious note, this is like the most amazing time we've had. On a topical topic. Did I say that right?
Topical topic. You know what I read in the USA Today?
Today. Yeah. Well, we got Taylor's actually in studio, but we got Jason on the phone from C3. How, Jason, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Am I the 100th caller? Did I win the ticket?
No. You want a chance to be on the IT and the D Show. We appreciate you not coming in here with your cough. Thank you for being cognizant of that.
Yeah, I didn't want to be patient zero in the, you know, radio Studio One over there.
Every time Dave coughs, we have to remind people it's a smoker's cough, and it's not actually it's not Corona. But hey, this is this your second or third time on the show? I forget.
This would be our second time on the show.
Yeah. So, and then we made a joke. I don't know if you were here and listening to it live, but we've been making a joke that every salesperson in town is salivating at selling VPN licenses and that free 90 days of working from home. And we're like, do you really care about people, or are you just trying to hit Q1 quota? How you doing?
You know, I'm doing good. And it is a very common conversation. LinkedIn is just becoming this big commercial for everyone. Like, hey, you know, I can do WebEx too, and I can do Zscaler, and just trying to facilitate these remote from home users. And there is a real need for it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, well, in my position with C3 and with Taylor over there, you know, we're trying to tackle bigger fish. We're trying to help companies with bigger problems, even though, you know, remote access is serious. There are better ways, or there are other ways that you can tackle that.
So I guess let's dive in right there, because here's the dilemma. I'm sitting here, you know, I own a business. I need to send 1,000 people home. I can do VPN. I can do remote desktop. I can do zero trust. I can do, whatever. There's probably 10 other things I can do. What what's best for who? Like, who fits in what box? Does that make sense?
No, it does. And at the end of the day, that's our job. That's what we're here for, is to help businesses evaluate that ever-changing landscape, that portfolio of vendors that say they can do everything under the sun, right? And really give companies arm them with the information to make a really educated decision. So, you know, you talked about earlier, like, hey, we just forklifted 4,000 people to Citrix VDI and, you know, we had a zombie shift on for 4 or 5 days, but we got it up and running. You know, one of the things where we're helping companies is before this whole COVID came around is helping companies say, hey, you're looking at VDI, but that conversation started as more of a business continuity plan. Like, hey, how are you going to support your 4,000 users if you have to support remote from home? And if you only have one data center, or if you have two data centers, you have to buy everything twice, and that gets expensive. There are plenty of providers out there that can help do VDI as a service in a model that's more scalable, that's easier to implement rather than running a fire drill, and probably more cost effective than buying everything on-prem and managing it yourself.
So putting it in the cloud and then having Azure have a brownout, right? Something stuff like that. I had to. Sorry, Jason.
It's all where you want the choke point to be.
Right.
See, you understand this now. I'm so proud right now.
You load balance across two different sets.
You've thrown so much shade and blown like so much smoke at me for like the last 20 years, and you're like, you're just finally dipping your toe in the water of the hell that is my life. And like, and just to see that little light bulb come on above your head is just, it's so gratifying.
Leave me alone. So I guess, what is the answer, Jason? Is it a math problem? Is it a ease of use problem? I guess, does it depend on who the customer is?
Well, it depends on the customer's goals, right? And those goals are probably shifting with the current state of affairs. But before we got to today, you know, I'm talking to clients about, you know, business continuity plans, talking to them about, are you trying to save overhead? Are you trying to be more scalable? Are you trying to be more competitive in the marketplace? Now, let us give you some ideas on how you can be leveraging technology to accomplish that, right? So in companies, for the most part, are not in the data center business. They don't care about the data centers. They care about their applications, their mission critical applications that they're always running, that their end users can always access them, and they don't care where they live, whether it's in a cloud-based data center, whether it's in an on-prem data center. So we're going to come in, talk to the clients about, okay, your voice is mission critical, right? The phone system has to be up. In your world, that contact center is just beyond important. If those agents aren't flagging the calls, you know, we're losing revenue. So talking to companies and saying, well, you know, instead of maintaining two data centers, maybe you could invest some of that money into moving to a contact center as a cloud offering or a hosted voice solution. Or, hey, maybe we can get you off that expensive MPLS network, put in an SD-WAN type solution that is going to let you use that money in a more strategic manner. Right. So let's invest in the technologies that are right for you, that are complementing your initiatives, and show you how to get there. And again, it's our job to tell you not only who can do it, but who can do it well. We're agnostic. We don't have any quotas. We don't have any B2B partnerships, but we've been doing this long enough to where we, after a couple quick conversations, we can probably help you create a short list really, really quickly. And then once we get those vendors identified, why we think they're a good fit for you, we hop on the client side of the table and we interview them with you, right? So we'll hold their feet to the fire in front of you.
Yeah, because that's the big thing that we're seeing now too is, okay, great. We're sending a workforce home that's never been home before. And now how do we hold everyone accountable? So now we're putting together action plans of, okay, we're still having 10:30 huddle. We're doing it though via a GoToMeeting. We're still on Teams to with our chat boxes, you know, communicating outages and whatever else is going on. We're still using, you know, this for that. You know what I mean? We're still using our tools, but now it's like we had to redefine our workday. And I think that comes along with this as well.
Yeah. And one thing you touched on there real briefly is the tools that you're already using. Right. So we're, you know, my team is more than just a bunch of salespeople. We have engineers on staff. And when we're doing our discovery calls and when we're really trying to get under the hood and understand what do you have in production? What are you trying to accomplish? And we can say, hey, you know, moving to hosted voice might be a good option for you for a couple of reasons. It'll complement your BC plan. Maybe it'll help you be more scalable from an OpEx model on what you're paying for. But if you're using Microsoft Teams right now, you know, we want to know that. And we want to tell you, hey, Teams comes into play here and you probably have some options and here are what your options look like, right? And a lot of companies aren't aware of that. There's a lot of marketecture out there where all these companies are saying they can do everything, right? And, you know, that's not always the case.
No, I mean, we can do everything as long as it's one of those three things that we're good at.
There you go.
Or one of those two things we get a spiff on this quarter. You know, and I guess that's the thing, too. These vendors are taxed right now because, I mean, I was texting one of our vendors Sunday because I know the guy. And I go, your shit sucks. It broke. Make fix. Like, I was, like, speaking like Master Blaster in Mad Max. And he's like, we got guys on it Monday morning. I go, no, not Monday morning. Now. Like, you know, I guess, you know, I've turned into that you know, that demanding customer, I guess.
I'm so happy right now. This is so beautiful. I'm loving this. You have no idea.
How are the vendors? How are the vendors keeping up? Because you're right in the middle of both. You're right in the middle of me and the vendors. You know what I mean?
It's a great question, and like you said, right now everyone's hair is on fire. They're either trying to get business, or they're trying to salvage business. You know, a lot of companies, deals that were in flight might be falling by the wayside. Other deals are popping up out of nowhere because people have a fire drill. And at the end of the day, you know, that vendor management, that is a really good area where we're carrying the torch for our clients, because it's my job to go out and network with all these people and meet the vendors and actually understand what their products consist of and what's real world and what's might not be fully baked. Where's the paint still wet on the car and what they're talking to clients about. So it's my job to meet with those vendors. Like, you've got Chuck Irvin over at 123 Net, been on your show. I love Chuck. I love everything 123 Net's doing over there. Kasten Thomas, you know, I love working with Kasten. He's on the show all the time. It's really our job to meet with those guys and understand who those eight players are and making sure we're introducing those to our clients. But I hope that answers your vendor question.
Yeah, no, it's almost like, I don't care that your SE is pre-sales. Get his ass down here. Like, you know what I mean? There's no room for saying no at this point. It's really, you know, because we're on phone with TAC. Well, TAC's out in, God knows, in Colorado. You know what I mean? Like, I know there's able bodies here. You get them over here, you know. And I think most of them are accommodating enough where they're like, yeah, all right, you know. But it's a tough thing to juggle.
Well, there's also another tough component too. So as companies are starting to take on these new projects, right, and they're starting the evaluation period, you know, if they just pick up the phone and they call the top three hosted voice vendors or cybersecurity vendors that there's just name recognition, they're going to get four sales pitches. And they're probably all going to be high pressure sales pitches. You know, what can we get done in Q2? And yes, our stuff is perfect and all of that good stuff.
It all integrates seamlessly.
Bob, you worked for an OEM. You were an account rep over there. You've been an account rep at a number of places. We've crossed paths. I've been an account rep at an OEM. I've been an account rep at a VAR. I've been an engineer for over 10 years. So we have the skill set that when we bring the vendors in, that we're going to give them the Heisman and basically say, don't give this guy a high pressure sales pitch. You're going to come in here. You're going to have 80% of the information that you need. So you can hit the ground running from a conversation standpoint, and we can really focus our time and energy on developing a good solution. And if it's not going to get there, well, it's not going to get there, and we're going to find out real quickly. But at the end of the day, our companies don't have the cycles to do all of this research and analysis, and that's where we're really bringing the value. So we want to complement that kind of sales process or that campaign, or that solution design is probably a better way to put it. But we want to make sure our clients are not getting that high pressure sales pitch from four different, you know, sales reps all trying to make that Q2 number.
I got to tell a couple of stories offline. I've gotten it twice in the last 2 weeks. Like, I can smell your, like, I almost want to send a note back, and I'm like, no, don't be mean to him, Bob. And I'm like, God, it's bullshit. What he's this pressure.
It's all the things that you swore you'd never do. No, but I mean, honestly, it's no different than a company hiring a headhunter. To, you know what, I don't want to wade through 1,200 resumes. I want you to find me the two or three that I absolutely positively need to be talking to, and then I'll take it from there.
That's it, exactly. That's a great analogy. We've got the battle scars. We've got the experience. We've got a whole plethora of tools that we offer to our clients that they can use that really compare solutions and vendors side by side. And we use that as a jumping off point. We've got to add some real world context to this. You know, other analogies I've heard of are being that buyer's agent for technology. Everyone's worked with a real estate agent before. Having a buyer's agent on your side that's able to really help you find the house you're looking for in the school district you want, you know, that's another analogy.
Yeah, let them do the work for you. Yeah.
So, I mean, let's take this to the next level. I mean, Taylor, I don't know if you want to jump in on this too. Tips for working at home. Like, we always tell people, like, the joke was on Fridays, I would wear a dress shirt and basketball shorts or just underpants.
Let's be honest. You called them Risky Business Fridays.
I did. So, because if you're on WebEx and then, you're on, but like, I heard stories today, like, I'm on the couch with a TV, TV dinner tray, Randy.
Yeah, that's me.
I guess, are you talking to customers like, and here's the thing, how do you tell 1,000 people on how to work? Like, everyone's house is different. Some might have kids. Some might have, I guess, what's some tips from your side to be productive when you are at home?
Jason, I'll let you kick it off.
Taylor, that's in your wheelhouse. You jump in there.
Okay. So my background, really quick, I actually came from corporate America. So I was 9 to 5 at a desk.
Sure.
24/7, right? Had a login every time I was putting my hours in. So once I joined C3, it was 100% remote, 100% cloud-based, which is great, but also scary at the same time, mm-hmm. being I've never had that opportunity. So definitely learning some tips and tricks. And one of those being is just finding your own personal space. So it could be on the couch with a TV tray. It could be in your bedroom. Maybe you're, locking yourself with a dresser and you just have a high stool. It doesn't matter. But one of the most biggest tips and tricks is definitely sticking to a schedule. So one thing is just, let me get up. Oh, I have to shower. I should actually
take a shower. I'm going to get ready. Yeah.
And tell you what, video conferencing, they can tell if you did not get dressed and they can tell if you did not brush your hair, put makeup on. So I will say it to everyone. You're not hiding anything. We can see it.
Dude, I'm sorry. There's something wrong with my cam today. I don't know what it is. No. I think it's shorted out. My stupid kid spilled something on it.
I heard a few today. They go, I think a few of the people didn't realize their camera was on. We're like, oh, no.
Okay, knock on wood. I have not done that yet. Knock on wood. I'm sure I probably have been off mute a couple times cursing in the background about something. But another great tip and trick, though, is if you can just find a place with a door. And again, if you have kids, I don't fortunately have kids. I have a dog. It's hard enough. But again, just being able to shut the door, keeping away all those distractions, it just lets them know, hey, like, mom and dad just need to work. We need to just have that quick separation. Mm-hmm. And obviously with kids, it's a little bit harder, but trying, again, give them tasks or something to do around the house or go play with the neighbor kids.
Dude, I loved the meme that was floating around with the dad laying down sleeping on the couch and all the kids like laying on the floor drawing. And it was like, dad challenged the kids to draw him and color and sketch him appropriately just so he could have like an hour nap.
Well, that was the hardest conversation for me. I was home-based for 15 years and I was like, I'm here, but I'm not here. Like, you need to understand I'm here, but I'm not here.
Yes.
I'm letting a lot of
family. I know I'm playing Call of Duty right now, but I'm still not here.
Age of Empires.
Whatever.
Get it right.
I will say, though, the most important thing that I can at least explain to anyone is learn how to decompress, especially, again, not knowing what is going to happen mm-hmm. with COVID-19, whatever we want to call this. It's just understanding if we're not able to get out of the house, we're not able to go do your normal things like go to the bar, go see your friends, whatever. You definitely need to find a way to decompress even though it's at your
house. I am not going to be okay. Like, I am a social creature. I'm going to have issues.
This is why I'm in marketing. But no, there's definitely ways around it, though. Again, I'm not going to lie. I have an adult coloring book, and I just sit there, drink wine, and watch, you're going to laugh, Masked Singers or the famous Miss Red.
We've talked about the Masked Singer quite a few times. It's terrible. It's
furry, furry porn karaoke.
It is.
That's why I had to bring this up.
I know. I'm convinced I'm going to wind up having to fire up my bar, fire up my laptop and a cam at like sitting downstairs in my basement at my bar and just like invite everyone to a group chat because I'm just like, look, we all need to be at a bar together. We can't. So let's all be at a bar together.
Let's open a speakeasy.
Dude, my basement is ready.
I got a kegerator. I'll join.
Hey, in. My bar's better stocked than most bars.
I was one of those crazy people, but I was in the alcohol aisle and not the toilet paper aisle.
So hey, Jason, is it too late to – I don't want to – it's never too late. I'm setting you up for a softball here to work with me. Is it too late? Is it too late to talk to you guys? Because, I mean, with all the bans going on right now, are people still scrambling or does everybody have their ducks in a row? Or what have you seen?
Oh, yeah. I don't think people that have their ducks in a row, there's fewer of them than there are of everyone else, right? And, you know, common conversation is this isn't necessarily a catalyst. This is a project that companies have been talking about, you know, doing the remote user, doing SD-WAN, and where SD-WAN kind of comes into play is there are some remote user capabilities and functionality or some cybersecurity concerns. These are projects that people have been kicking around for 6 months, maybe a year. And now it's like, hey, we either got, you know, poop or get off the pot. So, you know, it's
that's not really in our budget this year. Yeah. That's not really in our budget this year. Oh, shit. Suddenly it's in our budget this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's all the money.
Just like a cybersecurity incident, right?
Yep.
Hey, we didn't have the budget until we got zapped. And then it's like, oh, wow, poof. Now we have budget.
Look, here's suddenly $1.5 trillion for Wall Street. Yeah, there was no, yeah.
So, I mean, if a company's looking at, hey, our contact center agents can't work from home and the government is forcing our employees to work from home, they're going, you got to find the budget, right?
Yeah.
And, it's just a reality of the situation. So from a bandwidth perspective, you know, over at C3, there's 16 of us. Yep. This is what we do all day, every day. I love the team. We've got a rock star team over there. We're more than happy to take a phone call, to field a couple emails. And, you know, if we can help, that's honestly what we're here for. I will make a quick plug on, you know, my why I do this is because before when I was an OEM rep, you know, the OEM I repped, everything was the greatest, right?
Of course, by
that storage company. And when I worked for that core route switch company that does a lot of UC and security, I had to say, you know, they were the greatest thing since sliced bread. Now I can come in, I can agnostically say, you know, these are your top options. This is who I think is the best fit, but let's figure it out together, right? And I'm not going to lie to you. I sleep better at night knowing that I'm not working under a quota. I'm not working under a high pressure sales environment. It's just, it's an easier place to work. It's a fun environment. And it's, if you love technology, every day is pretty exciting.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you can actually have your allegiance to truly finding the best in breed as opposed to whatever flag you happen to be waving at the time, I think that makes all the difference in the world.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And as we have those conversations with clients, you know, at first they're a little skeptical, as I would be. Like, wait a minute, hold on here. You're agnostic. You sure you don't have a B2B partnership? You sure you don't have a quota? But after we go through the process and we get through it into a little bit, man, you see this light bulb moment. You see the clients kind of relax, the shoulders dip down a little bit, and they're like, this is great. I wish I met you guys 2-3 years ago.
Very cool.
You're only pushing them because Cisco pays you more. Come on. No, I know it's not.
What is it, the end of July already?
Right. Nice.
Is it the end of quarter now?
Nice. Hey, Taylor, take us home. How do we get a hold of you guys? How do we find you online?
Yeah, definitely. So we have a couple of great websites. So to kick things off, we have our c3techadvisors.com/work-from-home. So it has some more tips and tricks on remote work. And then it also has a little bit more strategy behind it, too, and to make sure that you're ready for your network, your UCaaS solutions, and then also your security solutions. But you can also follow us on LinkedIn at C3 Technology Advisors. And I saw you guys tagged us on Twitter, so appreciate that at C3
Way to go,
Tech
Randy.
Advisors.
Yeah,
it's what I do.
I know.
It's what I do.
Hey, man, I already retweeted and everything, so we're good. So on any of those channels, feel free to reach out to us. Again, we are, working hard, making sure everyone's up and running. Because obviously, you know, we're a small business, to say the least. Obviously, we don't feel like a small business, but we don't want to see anyone –
just to show lack of preparedness, everybody jokes about the toilet paper aisles and that kind of stuff. Now, somebody posted a picture earlier from Best Buy. Literally every laptop was gone.
Yep.
Webcams on Amazon, like the $50 ones that we have here in the studio, were listed for $155 before they just sold out.
Well, I mean, they're not $50 webcams.
People were walking in.
Are they the 920s?
They're the 922s.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
People were walking in on Saturday and Sunday with laptops they just bought by the dozens. I've never seen anything like it. We've never had a laptop at home, so now I have to have one so I can work. It's nuts.
Long story short, though, yeah, we just don't want to see any businesses implode just because they're not ready. So that's really our main goal, is make sure that everyone's
very timely.
Ready. So
I am. This literally could not have worked out any better.
No doubt. Jason, we're going to cut you loose, but appreciate it. Hope you feel better. All the best to the fam. I hope they feel better, too. And thank you for the great content. We appreciate you.
Really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having us on the show. Dave, hope that your leg gets a little better over there, buddy.
No, that's Bob with the bum leg.
You know the difference between us.
Sorry, Bob. Hope the legs brush up there, man.
Thank you. I'm the one with the social anxiety and drinking problem. Yeah. Bob's the one on crutches. Right.
Match made in heaven. All
right. But hey, we're going to cut you guys loose. Appreciate it, C3 Tech Advisors. We're going to wrap things up for this episode 339 here of the IT and the D Show. I'd like to thank Vistaprint and Capital One for keeping the lights on behalf of Bob, Dave, and Randy. Do us all a favor. Drink up your drinks. Get your phone numbers. You don't got to go home. You just got to get the hell out of here. See you next week. Drive careful. Stay safe. Wash your hands and beat it.
The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of the women.
Long live Flash! You've saved your life. Have a nice day.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name?
Murphy.
Make the run. The run.
Game over, man. Game over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to, so.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
Yo! Hold up! A chill. You need to cool that shit out, and that's the double truth, Ruth.
Bob loves it in the can.
I hope this was as much fun for you as it was for me.
That's why I like it in the can.
Joe, own the cheese. Owns. 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 Owns.
Bear me.
My job is to make sure this program is morally upright and cultural and wholesome.
Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy!
Why would, like, Buick put their cars next to, like, the Bentleys? Like, why is this not marketing?
The alphabet.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I can't take that position.
That analogy sucks because it's right.
Because you're getting your 8-track tuned up.
Are we at a break yet?
No!
Yeah, so now I'm just, like, doing, like, stupid stuff to make me laugh.
Venture capital is not the end game.
When are we going to talk about me?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
It's my show. I can say what I want.
Kiss my ass. Go home. Unplug. Get off the goddamn internet. You are everything that is wrong with the internet right now.
You're so white right now.
I'm the whitest guy in the room. Just explain it to me.
I love this city.
I was banging on the way.
Really? Should we talk about this? Tag team. Should I keep going or should I stop?
Can I just say, it's been great being on a show that talks about Mickey Rooney dying for 20 seconds and then poop for 10 minutes.